My dearest heart dwellers, I have never had a spirit of travail fall upon me as I did tonight when I came to my communion service. It was the heaviest I have ever felt, the most gut-wrenching and profound weeping. Dear ones, President Trump has been backed into a corner, and only an act of God can make it possible for him to move forward. Heart dwellers, if God does not intervene, we are going home very soon. Either the suitcase nukes fail to go off as an act of Almighty God, or some of us will die in the conflagration that will follow their detonation. I cannot even imagine the decision he is facing right now. I believe it has been spoken by Kim Clement, a reliable prophet, that Hillary was going to jail and that President Trump would be elected to another term. But I also know that a prophetic word depends upon the response of the people. That is to say, that when God gives a word, it is a probability if the word given is responded to with faith and action. But then there is the ability of God to know even their response in advance. So I am hoping for the best. But a sobering light on this is that Jesus has told me that the 3 or more years of probation was dependent upon the people's response to more time, more grace, and more mercy. And right now, due to the negative PR being spread by mainstream media and being gobbled up, there are still a lot of people who call themselves Americans but are really groomed from childhood to be globalists. Therefore, they don't see the good the president is doing. They don't believe in him. They, in fact, have been trained to go along with the program, just as the Germans went along with Hitler in Nazi Germany. If you are on this channel listening to this message, and you are against Trump, you have been groomed by the globalists to elect people like Obama, who was the worst president in the history of the nation. But he was also the one with the most public appeal. He's a man of stealth and deceit, who was hailed as a savior for America. But a tree is known by its fruits. And when you look at his terms in office, you can see rotten fruit everywhere. The weakening of the military, the destruction of the economy, the emerging trend to make America a welfare state, the horrendously terrible trade deals crippling America around the world while America pays into these countries to help them. I mean, it's just unbelievable to see what's been done. The disarray of the healthcare system. Doctors are just, they just don't know what to do. It's so bad. And has anyone read the fine print about the emerging military state scattered in dark corners of Obamacare? What better way to control Americans than to turn them into welfare recipients who will always sing to the tune being played by the most charismatic players in power? Wake up, children. You've been fed from a pot of lies, and your future depends on knowing the real truth and responding appropriately. So here we are at a very critical hour, and only an act of God, or several acts, can break the threats that are being held over this nation. In essence, live with corruption or see your cities nuked, because we don't care who we kill to get our way. We just want America destroyed and divested of its sovereignty. One way or the other, we will destroy you. Well, at that point, I ran out of words, and I said, Lord, do you have a message for us tonight? And he said, I do. This nation is in great peril. But I have not abandoned her. She has done much good throughout the world, and the good she has done is an expression more of the American people than the evil. I say this because Americans can be very generous, and the evil in this nation is not the heart of America or what she stands for. Rather, it is the globalist agenda that can even be dated back to the French Revolution at its inception. Prosperity has misled the people and caused them to focus too much on their comforts rather than where the money they pay for taxes really goes and the evil roots of the cancer that will eventually take a whole world over before I return to govern the earth. Because of comfort and abundance, much has been overlooked in the political arena. But now those who are true to the spirit of this nation are beginning to take back ground, and I am supporting them in their fight. However, it is a perilous time because the corrupted elite leaders of the world care nothing for her prosperity. And even as written in scriptures, they will strip her bare and naked, leaving her to die. And that's a quote from Revelation 17. Then the angel said to me, "The waters where you saw the prostitutes seated are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns and the beast that you saw will hate the prostitute. They will leave her desolate and naked, and will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into their hearts to carry out his purpose by uniting to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. My people, my chosen ones, history is written with prayer, and this is your time to stand in the gap and pray for a miracle. In fact, a succession of miracles. Miracle after miracle is needed to free this nation from its captivity. You who care, it is in your hands. I have given you a time frame in which I would observe the actions of this nation, and my father would make a decision about her fate. Although I am anxious to save the Muslim people and others around the world, I cannot oppose my father's judgment. He sees so much more than you do, and while he has defended a champion to break this system for at least a season, it is a very difficult battle, and we are not winning. We are losing in many areas, but the heart to triumph is still alive, and the efforts to do so still are active and standing. This is a fierce opponent that has had his tentacles into the world in preparation for the tribulation and the takeover of every nation for a very long time, going deep into generations with well-studied and prepared blueprints of destruction to unfold sequentially. And now we are near the termination of these blueprints. Your president has snatched the prey at the very last moment from the jaws of the beast, but there are hidden snares and blockades everywhere. And where progress is made in one area, it is at the same time lost in others and held at bay. This is a great drama being played out before your very eyes. And if only you could see the underside, you would know it is far more complicated than it looks. If the go-along with what is comfortable and attractive population of this nation doesn't change, it is not looking good for you, America. As the liberal opposition gains ground and the corrupted hearts and minds of these people who know nothing of the truth will bring my father to the conclusion that it is time for his intervention to move along and bring my bride home. This is truly a time of life and death upheaval, and there are no guarantees. The battle is in the minds of those who refuse to see or scratch the surface or even reason intelligently. They are stirred up and focused on President Trump as a target for their frustrations and anger. Since they have chosen lies, they may well get to see what their choices will result in. It is not my Father's will to set the tribulation in motion now. It is his will to bring revival, to give all a chance to repent and come to me. However, the staunch liberal Americans are causing him to reconsider his merciful timeline. It is indeed a treacherous time, and an appropriate prayer is to change the heart of this generation raised by the global elite. They are the ones who have cultivated this ignorance and blindness in preparation for the great takeover and decline of this nation. They see themselves as the saving generation, bringing global peace. They see you as troublemakers and zealots in a make-believe conspiratorial world. They are simply blind to the true nature of evil, parading itself as good. There will be a wake-up call for America, Claire. There will be an event to cause all to go deeper. Yet it remains to be seen if the highly educated generation gets it. They are so conditioned by lies and superficial opinions, it is difficult for them to see beyond the facade. I would like you to concentrate your prayers on this sector of America that is walking around on the rim of the abyss, blindfolded. They simply cannot see, but prayer changes things. Prayer writes history. But if the will of men will not be turned from these lies, things will begin much sooner than we had hoped. Pray much for these children who do not know their right from their left. Pray they will wake up. Pray my Father will send them a sign that causes them to go deeper. It is so much easier to go along with the crowd finding fault with this president than it is for them to even consider that they might have been mistaken in their assessment of the elite choices for presidents over the last 100 years, and wake up to the fact that the religious fanatics may indeed know something they don't know. There is so much pride in this culture. That in itself would be a miracle. Pray for them, Claire. And hope much that they will be willing to remove the blindfold and look at the facts of where they stand in this critical moment of time. Do not worry about yourselves or your families, my people. I'm going to take care of you. But pray much that this generation will respond to grace and discover the truth for themselves. Pray for them.